quality takes time and effort. And so when people say, I did all this work, where's my prize? Where's my gold star? It's like, that again is an unrealistic expectation of self, that you do all this work and then you should have a prize. The prize is you healing.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine.
Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a four-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave? Or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing? Join me each week as we take a deep dive into this subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused and revealing journey of the human experience. This is a new chapter of Secret Life, and I'm excited for you to join me on the ride. Today, we are talking about dun 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 unrealistic expectations of self. Oh my God, if I hear about this anymore, I am just going to scream, because especially when you're on a mental health journey, especially when you're doing work, you know, I do a lot of inner child work, shadow work, trauma work, sex and love work, all of that good stuff. After, you know, getting on the other side of the pain and the withdrawal and the addictive tendencies and the toxic relationships, everybody then has this unrealistic expectations of where they're supposed to be. And today I was just dealing with it with a client, and I was like, oh my God, the unrealistic expectations you have on self. And she's like, I've been doing this for 8 months. And I'm like, how old are you? So we'll just say she's 27. They'll give you a number. She's in her 20s. And I said, how long do you think you've been on the trauma, toxicity, old behaviors, old patterns? How long have you been? What? 27 years? Just kidding. No, I said, okay, so major loss as a child. We'll just say, we'll give you 22 years. 22 years you've been in your racket. I call it your racket, your loop, right? Your toxic loop that you go to, all those things to numb out, to get through life on life's terms, to deal. And she said, yes. And I said, so you think in 8 months, you should be some magical fairyland that all is going to lay out in front of you perfectly because you've done this work for 8 months after doing this shit for 22 years. Okay, that's not how it works. So today I really wanted to talk about all these unrealistic expectations of self. Me too. You know, when I did this work, I thought it was going to be easy to have intimacy. I did this work and I thought everything was going to unfold beautifully. And it's like, that's not how this works. It's layer by layer by layer, and things happen when they're meant to happen. And sometimes we think we've hit our healing threshold and there's more underneath. But these unrealistic expectations of self keep us from connecting to others and then having unrealistic expectations of others. So here's some of the quotes I hear all the fucking time. Life should be fair. Opportunities should just fall into my lap. Everyone should like me. People should agree with me. People should know that I'm trying. People should understand me. I'm just going to fail. Things need to make me happy all the time. I can change him, her, or they. It's just those things I hear all the time. Or nobody gets me. I hear that one a lot. And it's like all that is unrealistic expectations of yourself that connect you to thinking everybody else should see you a certain way because you've done this work or you're on your journey. And I always want to stop people and say, why does it matter? Why does all that life should be fair? Where does it say life should be fair? That's unrealistic expectations of life and of you dealing with life. There's no such thing as fair life. Life is not fair. Everybody dies. Death happens. Disease happens. Shit happens. That's life. Life on life's terms, right? We learn to live life on life's terms. And people are like, well, they have that. And it's like, again, that's you having unrealistic expectations of self that you should have their life. And who said their life is any easier? Another thing, opportunities should fall into my laps. I should have a boyfriend, girlfriend, person already. And it's like, what? What? You just learned these new tools. You just understood your behaviors and how toxic relationships have happened over and over again in your life. And now you think you should magically have this person that's like supposed to just fall into your lap? No, quality takes time. Quality is effort has to be put in. Yes, it will organically unfold into not much drama when something is healthy, but quality takes time and effort. And so when people say, I did all this work, where's my prize? Where's my gold star? It's like that again is an unrealistic expectation of self that you do all this work and then you should have a prize. The prize is you healing. People should agree with me or understand me or get me. It's like, what? This one drives me crazy. Usually the people that they're surrounded in are old people still. So they should understand my journey or what I've been through, or I feel misunderstood. And it's like, because the people you still surround yourself with are those people you lived your life with before. So the reason I'm pushing you out into the world and to have new experiences is to meet new people and connect with new people, because these old people no longer serve you and you can't connect to them in the way that you need to connect to them in this new sense of self. So it's all of that unrealistic expectations of your environment and the people around you. And then my last favorite one is I should be able to change dot, dot, dot because I did this work. And it's like, just because we change doesn't mean they will change. Yes, they will change how they deal with us because we will change the patterns of which we communicate. But you have to show up and hold that boundary, say what you need to say, show up in this new way. But if you keep showing up and playing into the old patterns, they're not going to have to do anything different. So that's, again, unrealistic expectations of you doing this work and not moving into a new way of being.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
So here's the question I asked her today when we got off. Do you struggle with showing compassion to yourself? And how do you show compassion to yourself? And how does that make you feel? Because I want to go through how we deal with these unrealistic expectations. And one of the main things is how we practice compassion. So I have them work on compassion. That's a shadow question. Do you show compassion and how do you show it? So do you give yourself patience, openness, gentleness? Do you treat yourself as a child? Like, okay, I just learned this skill. Can I give myself compassion and patience and not have unrealistic expectations of myself, just like I would do for a child? You know, I'm working with Davis now on his sight words, you know, these words his new to read. And I'm not going to expect him, even in months or 2 months or 3 months, to know all his sight words. And so why would I, when I'm working on my second book and doing the edit, be hard on myself when I'm dyslexic or I have ADHD, not have compassion for myself? So I have to have compassion for myself, compassion for my child, and then teach that to the people I work with to have compassion for themselves. When you're learning something new or doing something new or putting yourself out there in a new way or using new skills. So practicing compassion. So if you feel you have unrealistic expectations, the question I have for you, this shadow question to do today is, do you struggle with showing yourself compassion? And how does showing yourself compassion make you feel? Do you hate it? Do you like it? Is it hard for you? Does it make you ick? One person I gave this to, he said, ugh, it gives me the ick. I don't want to have compassion. I just want to do it. I just want to know how to do it. All right. The second one I have is reflecting on the expectation, reflecting on it. Okay. So here's some question. Does the expectation help me be who I want to be? Does it help me where I want to go? Is it in service of what I care about? Does it make me better at relationships of my career, my goals, etc.? I usually don't like talking about goals, but if you want to look at, if I want to be in healthier relationships and I just learn these healthy tools, am I having unrealistic expectations of myself when I don't know completely how to use these tools yet? And I'm forcing even a kind of toxic relationship and not using my tools properly, right? So that is something where it's not in service. That hard on myself is not in service to what I want to produce is a good relationship, a healthy relationship, a career I like, safety and self, right? All of those things. Is this who I want to be? Do I want to be a person that is hard on myself? Is that teaching to anybody anything? No. So that is another way I would have them look at it. And then I always do the double standard technique. Would you say this to a loved one in the same situation? Switch it. Would you say this to me? So I said, if I was your client, would you say this to me? And most of the time they're like, no, I would never say that to you. So and then I say, why would you say it to yourself? Be more reasonable and realistic with yourself. You are wanting this magical thing to happen when it's impossible and you are being too hard on yourself. And lastly, allow yourself flexibility. It's a learning process. You need to be sensitive. You got to allow yourself grace. So I gave this other question today to that same client, allowing herself grace. When was the last time you truly gave yourself grace and forgave yourself for a mistake? And what was that mistake? So that's another really good shadow question to look at. Do you allow yourself to make mistakes? Do you give yourself grace? And name that mistake and how you process it and how you could have done it different. So those are the things that I really helped people with today that I'm thinking if you are being hard on yourself and you learn something new or it's the old things that are coming up and you have unrealistic expectations of yourself, how are you treating yourself today? Because that will then translate into the rest of the world and how they treat you. Thank you for listening to Secret Life Podcast. I hope that helped. I'd love to know your thoughts on the subject. This week, or if you have something you want to talk about, please shoot it over to secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.